The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time. With Houston's home improvement leader for 36 years, here's Tom Tynan.
And we begin hour number two of this Easter weekend edition of Home Show Radio. Call me, 281-833-3333. We've been getting to the people who call very quickly, so you won't have to wait long. It's a holiday weekend, so if you do really have a question, you want to do something. I did a project yesterday. I bought 5 bags of rocks, 6 bags of black humus, and some edging, and I created a drainage bed. It's not even a flower bed. I also use the humus around my trees, but the rocks and the edging and everything, there was just a spot that the grass wouldn't grow. The mud was up against the house. That's where I found the snake, and I made a nice rock bed. So maybe that's something you want to do this week. I don't know what you're going to do. You'll know what you want to do, but you can call me before you get it done and ask me questions, or call me after you mess it all up and then say, who do I call to fix it? I got it. I got this one. I can do it for you. All right, call me, 281-833-3333 till noon today, and tomorrow, 8 to 11. Let's talk to Michael. Michael, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a problem with my upstairs bathroom. The sink is having a very bad odor coming from it, and I looked underneath there, and there is a vent going from above the trap to the roof, and I've cleaned that out a few times, and that'll fix the problem, but I'm wondering, why is the vent even there?
The vent is going to the roof?
Going to the roof.
Well, every fixture has a vent going through the roof. The reason you have a vent is to have air go in there so the water goes down the pipe. It's like a straw. If you put your finger over the top, the water won't escape. You have to have something replace it.
I don't have the same situation on any of the other sinks in the house, but just this one.
I don't know, but if you – is it when you turn the water on, or does it just smell all the time?
It just smells all the time. If I don't go back there periodically and clean out that line to the roof, then it just builds up bacteria or something.
Do you use this sink regularly?
Yeah, it's where my kids are.
Okay. I don't know, but if you can get a bacteria that grows in the P-trap and you can pour some bleach down there, if that's what the case is, and it'll kill that bacteria, whether your vent's getting clogged for some reason and then it's siphoning water from somewhere else, air from somewhere else trying to get it to move. I'm not sure how it's set up, so I couldn't tell you, except if it really gets to be bad, you know, call a plumber and have them check out how it's vented. If it's vented above the P-trap, it's a problem. I don't understand how they would do that, though.
That's what I was thinking. It was vented just not the right way, and the best thing to do is just go get it done right.
Yeah, and it can happen. People do. If you do a vent wrong, it can be a mess. So there's rules to venting, and sometimes the guys don't they break them or don't know much better. They got a helper doing something, and nobody pays attention to it. But if it gets that bad, then I would call a plumber and have them see how that vent set and have to reset the vent. That's one thing, but I would not have that methane gas in your house, and nobody wants to have a smelly sink. So that's just the bottom line.
I just think you could take the vent from below the trap rather than above the trap.
There should be no vent. Okay, let me answer it this way as I'm getting a better picture. There should be no vent above the trap.
Okay, that's where it is. It's above the trap.
It is a vent for sure?
Yes.
Then that makes no sense. It would always be on the back side of the vent, of the P-trap.
So I can just flip it and probably take care of my problem.
Maybe. I'm not sure because I can't see it, but there should. I can definitely say no vent should be above a P-trap. That doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, that's what I was thinking, because if you did create a vacuum, it would just pull it through the P-trap and get rid of the water in the trap.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would do that. So something doesn't sound right there for sure.
All right. Well, I think you've answered my question, either. If I could, I'll take care of it now. Thank you.
Yeah, if not, call a plumber, tell them, take a look at it. I can only do so much without seeing it. And that's why a lot of people will send us pictures at homeshowradio.com, and I'll go over the pictures before we do the Sunday morning half-hour section where we answer questions from our website, and they will forward me pictures before we do that, and so I'll be able to look at them. It can't show you, but I can see it myself. All right, Mueller Steel Buildings, made in America, made to last. That's what they are all about. When you need a steel building, you go to Mueller. You can start by going to homeshowradio.com and go to their website. You have some ideas about a barn dominium or a specialty type of building. You can design it. Start to play with it. They have like a program there, and you'll know more about it than I do, and start to play with it right there. And then when you say, you know, I'm really interested in this, and then contact them, and they'll take you further, and you've already started the process. If you just want to play with it, you can do that too. But as far as any kind of building, they have kit buildings. They've got like greenhouses is always really a popular one. People for the gardeners just want a small greenhouse to bring their stuff in during the winter or store their fertilizers and stuff. It's better not to store it in a garage. You store that in maybe a garden shed. A garden shed would be great in your backyard. So however you want to do that, it's Mueller Steel Buildings because the buildings are going to last. They've been around 100 years and they make their product here. And it's all ready to go here. And you have 33 sales and service locations here where you can talk directly to the people and say, hey, I got your building. None of the holes line up. What's going on? And then they come out and they either say, oh, you got to turn the panels over. Or they'll say, yeah, we screwed up. We're going to send you a new set. Whatever the case may be, I'm sure it wouldn't be that drastic. But that's what they do. That's Mueller Steel Buildings. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. And remember, if you're going to buy a building, buy one that's going to stand a long time. I see a lot of them. I walked through some over at one of the box stores the other day. They had out in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, these things, well, 10 years, the floor's rotted out, and it's just going to be a mess. Somebody's going to tear it down and throw it away. You don't want that. With a steel building for Mueller, it's not going to happen. That's Mueller Steel Buildings. Find them at homeshowradio.com. And remember, made in America and made to last.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Circle Saw, the tools you need from professionals who know them best. Door Clearance Center, any door, any size. If it hangs on a hinge, you'll find it for less at the Door Clearance Center. RCW Nurseries, the garden experts bringing new life to your yard and garden.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get to the calls. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, Tom. I just replaced my cedar fence in the backyard. I was wondering if yes. Ready Seal would be something to seal it with. I want it to look like this. I'm selling the house in about a year.
You want it to look like what?
Like it's brand new.
Oh, well, it'll stay brand new for a while. Ready Seal's fine. It's a sealer. Like, there's a lot of sealers out there. I had this conversation earlier. You can definitely use it. And I don't know. It'll be a year or two. And then if it's a clear sealer, you'll just have to redo it on a regular basis to keep it that way. But certainly you can.
Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. When everybody gets a new fence, they always want to make it look, keep it looking that way. Have you ever noticed some in the neighborhood when they'll still start to curl and stuff, but they've got a stain or something on there and they look like stained old fences. I just don't think it's worth the money. I think it should weather naturally. That's why most people do. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, just want to thank you again, like everybody else. And this must be fence day, I guess, because while sure. online, I'm going to follow, I think, your last two or callers. If a person is crazy enough to say, yeah, I want to have that look back, and I have put a sealer on, like you suggested, and want to, but it has been now a little longer than previous to before I'm ready to put another sealer coat on there, what have you. My question is, before putting the new sealer on or additional sealer on, is it a good idea to pressure wash it, or is there any sort of prep chemicals or whatever that you would recommend putting on there to kind of prep it before you put another coat of sealer?
Are you going to use a clear sealer?
Yes, that's what a Thompson's water
okay.
seal.
No, what I would tell you is just pressure wash it. You can use a deck wash, which is an acid and stuff, but I don't want you killing all your yard and everything.
Yeah.
So be careful with that. But as far as that goes, usually a pressure wash, not too hard, but hard enough to get it as cleaned up as you can. And when it's clean and then it's dry, when you put the sealer on there, it's just going to look like exactly what you're looking at, only wet.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because if there's a discoloration of dark and light, it's not going to really pull that out too much.
But that's a good point. After it's done, make sure it's probably wait a day or two with no rain or anything.
Oh, absolutely. You got to let it dry. Yeah. So, pick a where you got 3 good days. And when it's all nice and dry, it should dry up. If you pressure wash it in the morning, by that night, you'll probably see how it looks. And in the morning, it'll be fine. But you want to just make sure that it looks good to you. If you have to hit another spot or you find a couple boards that are just sticking out and you hate it, so you replace those 2 pickets, and now the thing looks pretty good. I mean, do a little stuff before you put all that sealer on there. Sometimes you can do that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thanks again. Hopefully this might end the questions on fencing, but nonetheless, again, you help us all. So
hey,
much.
Keep them coming. I got 37 years of this. I got another 20 years at least. Keep them coming.
Hey,
I don't
I like
mind
that.
A bit, John. All right. Okay. All right. I still got bills. You know, people say, oh, I'm too old. I'm 65. I don't need bills anymore. It doesn't matter what age you are. Your bills still come in. My mother used to say that. I'm too old to pay for a new roof. I shouldn't have to. Mom, it's bills. Well, I've already lived my life. I don't need bills. there's only one way to get rid of bills and taxes, but we won't go there. I got good time here. Let's talk to Don. Don, you're on Home Show Radio. Keep everybody moving. Hello, Don.
Hi, good morning, Tom. I've got a question. I want to get your advice on dryer vents as far as cleaning.
Sure.
Our house is 3 years old, and it's a single story, and it starts from an interior wall and goes up at about a 45-degree angle and through the roof. It's more of a metal duct.
Okay. Do you want to clean it or do you want someone to do it?
Probably get somebody to do it.
Okay, we have a sponsor. He's a chimney sweep, Lord's Chimney. One of their big duties this time of year is cleaning out dryer vents. They have all the brushes and stuff, just like you see on Mary Poppins. They'll go up there and clean that whole thing out, vacuum it all up, and put it all back together for you. So if you need a clean, and it's a good idea because you have the kind of vent that needs to be cleaned once in a while, it'll save your dryer, but most importantly, it'll save you from getting a fire down the long run. Lord's Chimney, give them a call, and if you need their number, I can give it to you, or you can find it on our website or just look them up.
Yeah, I can find it on the website. But how often do you think a dryer vent should be cleaned?
Well, Don, that's going to be a loaded question. How often do you do laundry? I mean, some people might have to do it every 6 months if you got 12 kids. You know, it is not cheaper by the dozen, by the way. But as far as it's just going to be how often you use it. So you say it's been 3 years. This is a good way for you to kind of give a barometer. You've lived your normal life there for 3 years. Stick around when he's cleaning it. Find out how much dirt's in there and how clogged it is, and you'll get an idea of and talk to him about when, with your normal lifestyle, how long you'll have to wait. It might be 5 years. It might be 2 years. Let's see what you got in there after 3 years.
All right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's do a little investigative research here instead of just throwing numbers out like everybody likes to do. But you'll get a good idea when they start cleaning it out. You'll go, oh, yeah, I probably should have cleaned it out a year earlier. You know what? It's not so bad. Maybe I can go 5 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my wife's getting nervous about it.
And you should. And if you find your dryer not working as well, that, too, is a problem. So you're in the right track, and you're doing the right thing. And everybody – and it's a great question because it's not a fence question. No, I'll take fence questions. I don't mind. People say, well, I had a talk show host friend of mine who used to say, we covered that the last hour. No, don't talk to people like that. They weren't listening the last hour. They want to talk to you now about it. But as far as that goes, this is the time of year you got to look at your dryer vents because it's spring cleaning. You talk about, oh, I got dust in my house. I love this all the time. Oh, I got dust. I have blower doors on there and everything's so tight. Have you ever cleaned your dryer vent? You know how much dust and debris comes from a dryer? Just open the door when it's all hot and done. You don't see it, but dust just flies out of it all over the place. And that's just from your dryer. You can't stop that. Dryers are not dustless. The dustless dryer. Let's see if they can sell one of those. All right, let's move on here. Cutting edge tile removal can remove all the tile, all the grout, all the thin set. They can remove the glued down wood floors, all the glue, everything. They can remove a commercial epoxy paint to where you have nothing but a beautiful clean concrete slab to maybe put some more paint on. Who knows what you're going to do? They can do all of those things and more. Stone, you know, anything. And you can do walls if you have fireplace fronts you want to remove that are all tile. Whatever the case may be, they can do it dustless. Get rid of the dust. No dust. And they take it all with them. They have the equipment that other people don't have. Now, you'll have contractors come in and, excuse me, they'll try their best not to have dust in the house. They'll tell you, we'll put up plastic. We'll use our shop vacs. We'll sit there as we're grinding it off, and a guy will hold a shop vac. But that shop vac is just a dusty mess. It tries. I mean, it's designed for some big particulates, but not the little ones. But you want it dustless. And with cutting-edge tile removal, you'll get exactly that. And when they drive away, they drive away with all that schmutz. You don't have it left in your closets. And I know you people put plastic up, but eventually that plastic comes down and dust gets through it. There's no way they can hermetically seal that like a mayonnaise jar. It's just not going to happen. So it's cutting-edge tile removal. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. No matter what you're removing on that floor, let them take it out dustless. Cutting-edge tile removal.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
How's it been, informative, Tom? Thanks, man. I love your show.
Home Show Radio.
And I thank you so much for your wonderful show. Yes.
Home Show Radio.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. Call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. We've got one caller holding we're going to talk to, and we've got all open lines, so we'll get right to you, and I'll clear you out as quick as I can because I know you guys are doing all kinds of stuff on this holiday and religious, depending how you handle it, weekend. So we want you to enjoy the day. Yesterday was beautiful. Hopefully, today's not going to, it's going to be warm or cloudy, but still pretty nice out compared to what we've been having. And I think the pollen's going down, even though I'm still hacking a little bit because my oak tree out front is now seems happier. It's got green leaves and everything and not so much yellow pollen. All right, let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom. How are you?
Very good.
I have a question. It's sort of an opinion question. What do you think about barn dominiums? Do you think that it's a good thing here on the Gulf Coast or the holder of value, or what's your opinion on those? Bought some land and my wife wants to build one, and I'm just curious.
It's a different way to go. If people do it all the time. I think if it's done well, it's sellable on the resale market when the time comes. It's a different structure and a different construction technique, but it's getting kind of popular now. I'm sometimes careful about getting into fads. You know, there was a time they wanted to build a log home subdivision here in Houston, which I thought was really dumb, and it didn't work. And then another guy was going to come in and put basements everywhere, and that didn't work. So it's just about how you do it. But out in the country and on acreage, it's a very popular thing right now. And as far as metal building structures go, and if you work with a good company as opposed to some of the lower-end companies, like, say, Mueller Steel Buildings, they can really customize it to where it doesn't really look like a barn dominium if you don't want it to. It actually looks like a regular house, only a little bit different and really stylish. So it has a lot to do with who you work with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. You have a great day. Thank you.
Remember, anytime you pick a new type of construction, and this would be a metal building, the reason to pick it, one of the reasons would be the big spans. So you have a really open air concept. If you're going to do a bunch of little rooms and do something more modular, modular homes are now really all over the world becoming very popular too with the advent of the tiny home. So there's got to be a reason. But anytime you do anything that is out of the ordinary, with your property, whether it's a barn dominium and a metal building, whether it's a, I don't know why they call them barn dominiums and being a metal building, maybe because metal barns been around for so long. An architect once told me when I was in school, architecture school, he said, barns are for animals. Okay, fine, get away from me. All right, because you can do all kinds of looks for people. Let's say the log home. Let's say a swimming pool. Anytime you add that, you subtract an amount of people that will consider buying it. So you limit your, if you're doing it for resale, it's not smart because you're limiting your clientele, I guess you might say, when the time comes to sell the home. And there's no doubt about it. It's just the way people are. They'll look down the list of all these properties they can buy, and they'll cross stuff off if they're smart and don't look at everything, and cross the things off that they're not interested in, and that could be one of them because of the type of structure it is. Arctic Insulation Solutions is my friend who can help you decide if your attic is okay. How many people look in their attics and go, maybe I need new insulation. Maybe I need a radiant barrier. Maybe I should put on a solar fan. What is this junk that's getting all through my house, this cellulose powdery stuff that's everywhere, or the rock wool? Well, whether you have to remove it, whether you want to add to it, whether you want to change it, that's, you know, what do you do? Who do you talk to? Well, you talk to Arctic Insulation Solutions, and Brady over there will do a great job taking care of you, because Brady and his team, he's been in the business a long time, and he wants to make sure you have the right amount. He'll be able to tell you, you don't need super big amounts. You need the right amount of insulation. You need the right amount of radium barrier. You need the right amount of these different products. And one of the things he has that I find a real plus, especially if you've had any rodent issues or anything in your attic, or it's really old and you had the rock wool and the cellulose and it's just dusting down, and people complain, well, there's dust in the house. Yeah, it's coming from that, and it's not good stuff to breathe. He can go in with his vacuum trucks and his bags and everything else, how they get rid of it, and just remove it all. So you start fresh in the attic. So from the attic going down, it's all brand new, and that's where all your heat gain comes, is through the attic. So I finally found an insulation company I can tell you will take care of you without overselling you all of these different things. They'll do it all from foams on, but they're going to tell you exactly how it should happen. And then, you know, if you have any questions, call me and we'll work it out. But as far as that goes, it's Arctic Insulation Solutions. They will take great care of you. One of our new certified home show pros. And I've been looking hard and far and wide, as they say, trying to find an insulation company I could throw at you and say, hey, try these people. These people will take care of you. And I've discussed the insulation philosophies and stuff with Brady. And he goes, Tom, that's the way we've been doing it for years. I liked it. It's just had a good heart. He'll take care of you. That is Arctic Insulation Solutions. You can find them at homeshowradio.com. And if you don't have enough insulation, or you don't know what's going on, they don't do windows and all that stuff. They just take care of the attic. They'll take care of it for you. In fact, if you want to get your platforms and stuff up there, insulate, do a raised platform, do all those kind of things, I'm sure he'll set it all up for you. That's Brady over at Arctic Insulation Solutions.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we'll continue on with the callers, and let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I recently had my restroom remodeled, okay. And they installed a Glacier Bay toilet, commode,
uh-huh.
Restroom. And, okay. And now the it's not a floater, but the mechanism on the side of it, I guess you call it the water filler.
Okay, I maybe your filler valve, uh-huh, that
valve,
everything attaches to the filler valve, okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay, picturing it as you talk, so I'm good, uh-huh.
Okay, that filler valve, it works sometimes, and then it'll get stuck. So I'm thinking I have to replace it. But that would that come in universal, or I would have to get a part from Glacier Bay toilet?
Without seeing it, I don't know. But they probably is a universal unit. There are some. I'm not familiar with Glacier Bay. I'm going to say, right, I have a Kohler toilet in my house, and I got to buy Kohler products because they make everything different. It's a great toilet, but I wish I hadn't bought it because I have to buy special rings and stuff for it. So I go online and I buy it from them, or you can get it at the plumbing supply. But if it's a standard, does it have a ball that goes up and down or a canister that goes up and down?
No, it don't. That's what I was looking for. It don't have a floater ball. Yeah,
but does it have like a beer can that goes up and down?
Yes.
On a rod? Yes.
Right.
Okay,
that's
a canister unit. Those units are usually interchangeable. You can probably, if you go down to Lowe's or Home Depot, you want to take a picture of it, you can. But go down there and look on the shelf. Y'all only have to worry about the height because some of them, it's not a low tank, is it? Is it a normal height tank?
Yeah, it's normal. It's standard.
If it's a normal tank, it probably is. Glacier Bay is not a well-known brand, so it's probably an off-brand a little bit. You can probably get that at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Okay. Now, would that cause the water to fill in my bowl, in the commode, and then overnight it just goes all the way down?
It shouldn't go down.
That's what I was thinking. So if it goes down, then I have a leak somewhere, correct?
Well, it's not that it's leaking. It's something is siphoning. It wants to pull the water out of the bowl.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's pulling the water out of the bowl. So there's some kind of pressure issue, and it's wanting to pull the water out of the bowl because the bowl should stay the same level all the time unless it sits there for 2 months and just evaporates. It should not go down the drain. If it's going down the drain because it's not feeding from the top doesn't know it anymore once it's already filled and the tank stays full. It's not going to gravity down into that. So something is siphoning or pulling it down your drain line. I'm wondering if you have a partial clog in your drain or something of that nature.
Oh, wow.
Does it do it every night?
Yes. It'll go normal. It'll fill up in the bowl.
Yeah.
And then I wake up in the morning, and it's like it, somebody got a vacuum and sucked the water out. It won't go all the way down, but it'll just go to the bottom and just sit
there. something's wrong on the venting on that one, I think, but that's more of a plumber. That's not going to be a part of the toilet. That's somebody's got a plumber's going to have to look at that and see if you have a partial drain clog or if another P trap is trying to siphon from it. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but it's not the toilet's fault that the bowl is draining.
Now, would it be smart to replace the whole toilet or just?
No, because I don't think if that's your problem, if the bowl is your problem, then that's not the toilet. That's the plumbing.
Plumbing. Okay.
Yeah, I think the toilet is fine.
Yeah.
I can't get my eyes or ears on it, but I think the toilet is fine. It sounds like there's something that's wanting to suction that water out of that bowl because you have a P-trap or something or a vent stack that's clogged or not working right.
Right.
So I don't want you buying a new toilet for no reason. They might fix that, and you're all good. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right, brother. Get a plumber out there to take a look at it. I think that's what you probably are going to do, and why it's doing that. It's kind of odd. All right, Chris, number two. You wait a minute. I'm going to get this quick spot. This is a very quick spot out of the way, and then we're going to get you next. Ideal Roofing is a company I want you to call when it comes to replacing your roof. I talked to Jim Hardwick. He called me yesterday. I owed him some money. I said, Jim, where's my invoice? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I'll put it in the mail. Okay, because they did some work on my roof. It wasn't a big job. That's why. It's not one of those big things. And right now, he's so buried with all these hailstorms. But this is why he called me. He said, Tom, I want you to tell the listeners. He's always keeping me updated that, everybody's starting to get quotes now from the hail damage. And he said that people are thinking they're looking at apples to apples instead of apples to oranges with their quotes. And he said there'll be a $200 or $300 difference because all of these roofers have, if they're a legitimate roofer, their prices are going to be right in line. I mean, if you're a GAF Master Elite Roofing contractor like they are, and you're doing a certain warranty system and it's so much per square, every roofer is going to be really close because they're good companies and, you can choose the one you want. But what he's telling me is what he's finding out is this, that to cut the price so a lot of the roofers get it, what they're doing is they're still giving you the warranty. there's still probably a reputable roofer for that, but they're competing without the same products when it comes to the underlayment, when it comes to the jacks on the plumbing stub outs. And to get a full warranty with labor and materials, you have to use the materials recommended by GAF to get the GAF warranty. I'm using this as an example because this is what he explained to me. And so we want to be careful and ask your roofer. I'm not saying do anything, but ask, are you using GAF or whatever the program is? Are you using their materials with this warranty? Because what will happen is if you get a warranty issue and they didn't use those materials, they'll take the labor will be taken care of. But guess what? You're going to have to buy all the materials yourself because the roofer did not use those particular materials to cover on the warranty also. So be careful. A couple hundred bucks is not a big deal, but that's why you're seeing some differences. Not that you want to save 200 bucks, fine. What we're getting at is what Jim was telling me is make sure the people know so they don't get surprised down the road, because that's what he really cares about the roofing industry. And he wants my listeners, because Ideal Roofing's been a part of this show since 1990, that you guys are getting what you think you're getting. And so always ask them if they've got the right vent stacks, that if it's a GAF, it's GAF, if the right underlayment, if everything is a GAF product or a product of that particular warranty, so you get the material warranty also. Now, they don't do drip edges, but they'll do ridge vents, all the vent stack jacks, all the underlayment. That's all got to be part of the package and buying the right materials. So I'll leave it at that and just say, ask the question so you know what you're getting. Or if you don't want to worry about that and you just want to call Ideal Roofing, I'm good with that too. 713-896-1122, because you know what? They don't cut corners like that. They just won't do it. It's not worth it to them, because in the long run, remember the legacy I told you at the beginning of the show? They want their legacy to stand strong.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Chris, like I promised. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How are you today?
I am fine, sir.
All right. So my question, I'm building a little house out in the country with a pier and beam floor. And I was reading that some of the older pier and beam floor construction in Houston used a tar and screed subfloor where they apply some sort of tar. But tar is different than roofing tar. And so my question is, number one, what do you think about that, using the tar on the subfloor as a vapor barrier and to affix the floor? And also, what would that tar be called, or where would I get it that's different than the roofing tar?
You're not going to get that tar anymore. And okay. It's not something you should do either. And you don't want a vapor barrier there. You want it to breathe. Is your subfloor a tongue and groove plywood?
Yes, sir.
And what are you putting on top of that? What's your finished floor going to be?
Well, I really haven't decided yet if I'm going to go with a laminate.
Okay. Well, I want you to be really careful. This is great, Chris. I'm so glad you called me. I don't want you to decide on that detail until you decide what your final floor is going to be. So go ahead and keep building and doing what you're doing, and it sounds great. But don't mess with that subfloor right now. There's no reason for you to put anything on there. And the tar is something I don't even think is legal to use anymore. But you're not going to do that. Now, if you were going to do something that needed a waterproofer, like in a shower area or a bathroom, then we have a product called Red Guard that you could paint down on all the plywood and put a waterproofing surface on there. You're not doing it as a vapor barrier. You're doing it as a waterproofer. So if you have a wet area or you wanted to do it in your kitchen or around where the dishwasher is or any of that, we can detail it. But I want to know what your final floor is, because if you're putting wood down, if you're going to do a wood floor, you want to make sure that you don't have anything on there. You're going to put paper between the two. It could be tar paper. It could be rosin paper to avoid squeaking. So if it's going to be tile, we're going to be using a thin set. You want it to bond because we're going to put backer board on there and then some more thin set in the tile. So I don't know what we're going to do with it yet, but right now, just leave it raw and keep building.
Okay. Would you recommend a floating floor type of flooring?
It depends. You, with a pier and beam, which I like, and I built a lot of them for people when they'd let me, you can use any of the floors. Floating floors I prefer on slabs, on concrete, but if you're using a wooden floor, Then you can use nail downs if you want a traditional. Even some of the engineered floors can be nailed. You can use glue downs. You can use all kinds of stuff. Your options are open more with that wood subfloor than it is with a concrete slab.
Okay, very cool. Well, then when I get to that point, I'll go talk to some floor folks and help me make the decision.
Yeah, or you can come back to me. Just when you answer my question, I'll tell you what you can do. So I'm here for you on the weekends also. All right, Chris.
All right. I appreciate your help. I meant the, wherever I'm going to buy the floor from, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, I was only kind of kidding you. I'm just trying to get a little job security over here. That's all.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I've been listening to you for years and years, so I'm still here. So
I appreciate all
that you do, and have a good Easter weekend.
Okay, enjoy your project. Sounds like fun. I'd like to dig my fingers into a project like that. I've been kind of bored. I took 90 days off or so. I did have a job interview. I think everything's going to work out next week, and I'm going back to work full time. But I am not one to sit. I just am not one to sit around. 90 days was enough. I'm about to shoot myself. Let's see here. Trifection. Oh, goodness. Trifection is a company you call when you want to remodel your home. I might be calling them just to have something to do soon. No, I've got plans. Things are coming along just fine. Trifection, though, Jeff Roberts over there at Trifection, a good friend of mine, he said, Tom, I'll hire you to be one of my superintendents. I said, well, I don't want to get into the sponsor stuff. But he is such a great guy. And when it comes to remodeling, and I get really busy and I can't do my own remodel job, guess who I call? I call Jeff Roberts. And he's done more bathrooms for me than anything else, done my kitchen twice, done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bathrooms. He's about to remodel my studio. I've got the quote from him now. So I'm going to be changing the floors and taking out cabinets and reopening it up a little bit. So I'm very excited about that. But that's who I call because he put together the best remodeling company I've ever seen. His whole team of people is absolutely exceptional. From when you go out to pick the granite at the granite places and they'll have someone there with you to help you, you pick out your slabs, to going to the plumbing fixture place or whatever you want, or you want them to do it all and just show you what they pick, that's fine too, the whole design service, because you got to do all of that first. So right now, if you want a kitchen this year and you want it before the holidays finished, and they want to get it done before the holidays finished, because if they can't, they'll probably say, we're going to stop until after the holidays for you, because you don't want to live through a mess and you're going to be all aggravated all the time. So you better start now with a call to Trifection at 281-KITCHEN. That's 281-KITCHEN for any kind of remodel jobs, but kitchens right now are on the radar because right now you have the time from the beginning to end without having to rush it, and you can pick the stuff you want. You can do your research. You work with them. They have teams of people that help you, and at the end, the product is done. It's Trifection, 281-KITCHEN. Go to homeshowradio.com. Take a look at some of the videos and some of the work they've done. You'll be impressed.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Right Touch Electrical. The right way is the only way at Right Touch Electrical.
System Pavers. Renovate and reinvent your outdoor space with System Pavers. Houston Powder Coaters. Don't buy new. Renew your outdoor patio furniture. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, 281-833-3333. We have all open lines right now. I'm going to put this hour to bed so we can catch up a little bit on the clock. But if you want to call. We have a full hour of the show left. I will be on tomorrow from 8 to 11 on Easter Sunday, I know. But if you're just listening, you're driving around, going to church, going to brunch, I don't know what y'all do, and you just want to turn the radio on, you'll have a live show here. And if something comes up and you say, I'm going to call Tom real quick, and then we'll go back during intermission at your church service. I don't think they do intermissions, at least not when I was going there as an altar boy. That's for sure. But anyway, I'll be here for you tomorrow. No problem at all. Brought me back to my altar boy days. Yes, I always just sit there thinking in my little black and white robe set up, We should have an intermission. I got to go to the bathroom. That was having me sitting. I was just a little kid. Come on. I was like 9 years, 10 years old. It was fun. And I learned it helped me a lot. Gave me a lot of direction, a lot of focus. All right. Rudy's Quality Painting can do the same for you when it comes to painting your home. Some of you have called earlier today. Gosh, I didn't know why I didn't bring this up. And asked about getting your fences pressure washed and stained. Having a brand new fence out there and you want to put a stain on there, or maybe a semi-transparent stain. And we had a little conversation about that. Gentleman apologized, said, Tom, another fence question. No, bring the questions all day long. Fences, I like fences. Fences build good neighbors. But as far as that goes, Rudy can handle that. And he can explain to you because he'll have more time with you. He can show you samples. He can do all the things you need if it happens to be a fence. If it happens to be your house, same thing. If it happens to be your kitchen, same thing. Samples with colors and how they're going to do that, texturing, whatever you're thinking of. Faux finishes, Rudy's Quality Painting, they got that down. Stained cabinets, stained front doors, they got that down. They know what they're doing when it comes to dressing up your home. They're professional painters. And they have carpenters on staff to take care of all the work that's necessary, pre-paint. They have sheetrock repair people on staff, no problem. They're going to get everything ready. These guys go in and prep everything until every spot of dirt, everything is gone, and then they put the paint on. A good professional painter will always clean, 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 then paint. It's like that's the easy part. It's getting it ready to paint. That is where all the work is involved. Rudy's Quality Painting, 281-227-6100. They'll take care of it for you. That's Rudy's Quality Painting. You can find them and all of our certified home show pros at Home Show Radio. One word now, homeshowradio.com.
Measure equal parts of hydrophosphorus with it.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
When is a good time to actually start planting?
We believe gardening should be fun.
Welcome to the roller coaster.
Right.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros, making gardening fun again. Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
Well, y'all are talking about murdering. I hate to bring this up.
You call?
Some weeds.
We answer. Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping.
You can do the super seaweed like I do every Friday.
Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610.
On everything.
And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.